We moved from, we were in San Diego at the time, mm-hmm. So we moved from there to the Central Coast, and we didn't really know what to do. In San Diego, we'd be looking for churches, church hopping, looking mm-hmm. for something that was...
more family-friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what we see is that there's the same formula yeah. in every church. They're following a formula. So when we came up to the Central Coast, we went to the non-denominational church. We struggled there with children's ministry, and we were trying to connect with people. And it was pretty uncomfortable.
It was good at first. They had small groups.
Yeah. Yeah, that was
good.
And
they had a good guy in charge of children's ministry. But then the staff of the church got younger and younger, and the new children's ministry pastor was playing rave music before the children's
It was like nightclub training.
And we just thought, what are we training our children for? So yeah. between that and the pastor giving a message that my husband said, that's just completely wrong. Nothing before that had been like that. But with this one Sunday, we just said, we're done. We went and tried another church. That church within 6 months was going through an upheaval inside with just members. And so from there, we went to our first home group from the people who left that last church. We did a home fellowship with them. And we already at that point were walking in the beginning of Torah. So that last church, their main ministries were Valentine's Day. They had a dinner.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They had other things like that. And they were saying, would you come help us? And I said, you know, I'm sorry, I can't. And usually my husband and I get asked to help.
Right.
Whenever we go somewhere that I know that's going to happen. And I just told Danny, this is not compatible with
yeah.
us. Their core ministries that are the vision of their church don't align with us. And
right.
so there's only so long that we can last here. So we went to the home fellowship. And so, of course, those people still believe like that church. And once they found out where we're at, because there was one night they said, we really want to know where you stand. So my husband was was on trial with a chair in the middle of our living room while everyone else is around him. That's how I view it.
That's
and,
how it felt.
Okay.
Yeah. And, with the big light in the interrogation.
Yeah. And after, you know, having met with them for maybe 3-4 months, they were like shutting the door. We're done. Oh. What you believe is wrong. So we didn't know what to do. We were by ourselves again. We knew some families, but it took a couple more years before we found some local people that were Torah observant and were willing to start meeting. And it's just been off and on again, off and off on again. And it came to the point a year or two ago that the message for me all along has been, our children need stability, they need fellowship, they need a place to belong, and we don't have that. And so we tried to join a local group the only one we knew of, that was Messianic, and tried that out. And we're just trying to support them, and very nice gentlemen. And then he came to us 3 months later and he said, well, my church here is asking me, again, we met at another church's facility and he attended there on Sundays and mm-hmm. had always attended to both places. And he said, would you guys please lead this fellowship? Because they're asking me to be their pastor, interim pastor.
Wow. Okay.
So we said, well, we'll try it, see how it goes, see if people really want something. And in the course of that, we found out that the group was not really Torah observant. They still felt like, you know, oh, you didn't bring your dinner? Well, let's just go down to Vons and pick up a chicken.
Right.
You know, and every time we went, oh, do you need something? I'll go get it
yeah,
for you.
Yeah.
You know? And we thought, well, why would they do that? And eventually it became apparent because once we stepped into leadership, that kind of divided the waters. People
right.
knew who we were and
yeah.
said, yeah, we don't believe that. We'll see you later. And
right.
then other people came back in because they saw, oh, these people are, you know, doing this now. So
right.
it's been a journey of just trying to find our local community
right.
and see how God's going to move in our yeah. town.